Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
How many people really get touched by God in this camp and see the change already? Amen. We talk about honor, and I know for sure that I will not be able to finish this lesson in this camp. I will continue on Sunday and other Sundays. I want to go slowly. I just want to make sure that you take a message home. Tonight, I just want to make sure you take at least one message home. And will get into your spirit. And you will do it. You will not just have information fly over your head and then go home without anything in your heart. I want to make sure that the message will go into your heart. We will learn about how to honor other people. How to honor God. How to honor the things of God. And as I mentioned on Sunday, that if you don't know how to honor people, you don't really know how to honor God. If you say, I don't want to honor people or the things of God, you don't truly honor God. Honoring man is inseparable from honoring God. If you truly honor God, you will honor people around you. You honor your wife. Wife honor husband. And members honor the leaders. Leader honor the members. Kids honor their parents. You honor your employers. Employers honor their employees. Honor people that God put around you is equal to honor God. In Luke chapter 10 verse 16, he who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who has sent me. If we reject the person that God sent to us, we reject God. But if we honor the person that God sent to us, we honor him as well. God is big on the issue of delegation. And he expects us to honor those that he delegates to take care of his work and his church. He takes it personally if we abuse those people, or we reject those people, or we show dishonor to those people that he delegates to work in our life. He takes it personally. When Saul, who was persecuting the church, while on the road to Damascus, Jesus appeared. The light came down from heaven in the midst of the day, in the noontime. Can you imagine how strong the sunshine in Palestine? But the light still shines stronger than the sunshine in Palestine at noontime. And when Saul met the Lord, he fell on the ground and he heard the Lord say, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute my people? Is that what he said? Yes or no? No, he didn't say that. He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul wondered, when did I persecute you? I never met you, Jesus. I never hit you. I never spit on you. I never whipped you. I never met you. But Jesus said, you persecute me. Jesus identified himself with his people. When Saul persecuted the church or God's people, God took it personally. It equal to persecute God himself. God take this very seriously. You remember when the children of Israel began to complain and grumble against Moses and Aaron. And God came many times to the children of Israel. Why you grumble against me? And the children of Israel, no, we never grumble against you. We like you. But we don't like Moses. We hate him. He took us out into the wilderness. This guy has problem. We need to grumble against Moses. But God say, no, you didn't grumble against Moses. You did grumble against me. Who called Moses? Who appointed Moses? Who? God. So when they grumble against Moses, they grumble against God. God took it personally. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, "And the king will answer and say to them, 'Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.'" You can see here, God takes it personally for what you do and what you don't do to his representatives. Are you the representative of God on earth here? Are you representative of God? Are you the ambassador of God? So when people do something to you, if they do good to you, they do good to God. But if they persecute you, they persecute God. Amen. All of us are the ambassador of Christ. God sent us on earth here to do his work. You may not be able to respect or appreciate what a man of God say or what he does. I understand sometimes you don't like everything the pastor is doing. You may not like what he say, but you have to respect and honor his place or position in the body of Christ. You may not like everything your boss say. You may not like everything your boss is doing, but you need to honor your boss. Is it clear? It's different between you don't agree and you don't like. Whether you don't like, if you don't like, you don't agree with what the master or the boss or the pastor is doing, but you still need to honor the position or the title of that person. I can give you one example. Definitely, I cannot preach a lot tonight because of the time, but I will show you one example of how honorable people and dishonorable people behave. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, verses 1 to 4, "It happened after this that the king of the people of Ammon died, and Hanun, his son, reigned in his place. Then David," talking about King David, "said, 'I will show kindness to Hanun, the son of Nahash, as his father," Nahash is the father of that new king, "as his father showed kindness to me." You see that King David know to show honor and kindness to people who was good to him. "So David sent by the hand of his servants to comfort him concerning his father. And David's servant came into the land of the people of Ammon. And the princes of the people of Ammon said to Hanun, their lord, 'Do you think that David really honors your father because he has sent comforters to you? Has David not rather sent his servants to you to search the city, to spy it out, and to overthrow it?' Therefore, Hanun took David's servant, shaved half of their beard, cut off their garments in the middle and at their buttocks, and sent them away." What a humiliating thing they did to the servant of King David. King David is a man of honor. The father of this king, Hanun, had done good thing to king, or kindness to King David. And King David want to show honor. He want to send his best servant to give the gift and to show that this is grievous to King David, to the death of this king, Nahash. And he want to show honor to the king who was dead. But you notice the reaction of people who are dishonorable. Because when people are dishonorable, they don't know about honor of God. They don't understand that people can honor one another. So they interpret the heart of King David, who tried to honor them, in the wrong way. That King David sent a soldier to their country in order to spy the land and to take over the land. People who are dishonorable are negative people. They don't trust people. They don't believe that people can honor them, and they don't want to honor anybody else. They don't want to honor God. They don't want to honor but somebody else. And not only that, they put shame on the servant of King David. They cut the beard off half and then cut off the cloth and show off buttocks. And these people walk back to the city with this humiliating and shameful situation. The new king should have bowed down and say, "Oh, King David, you're so good to us. You honor us. we're going to honor you back. Did the king do that? No. He did not understand the honor of God. Look at what happened in 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5. When they told David, he sent to meet them, mean the servant of David, because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, wait at Jericho until your beard have grown and then return. You can see that King David is a man of honor. He knew how to honor his servant. He said, wow, this is a shameful thing. Just stay there at Jericho. Don't come back in because I don't want you to feel embarrassed in the city. Just stay there until the beard grows back. You can see that King David is so opposite to King Hanun. He was a man of honor. He honored his servant and his soldiers. King David knew the Lord. He knew the honor of God. And what happened afterward? Look at 2 Samuel chapter 10, verses 6 to 8. When the people of Ammon saw that they had made themselves repulsive to David, the people of Ammon sent and hired the Syrian of Beth Rehob and the Syrians of Sobah, 20,000 foot soldiers, and from the king of Makkah, 1,000 men, and from Ishtob, 12,000 men. Now when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of the mighty men. Then the people of Ammon came out and put themselves in battle array at the entrance of the gate. And the Syrians of Sobah, Beth Rehob, Ishtob, and Makkah were by themselves in the field. And look at the result. They have battle now. You can see that dishonoring people can cause big problem. That king of Ammon did not honor King David. And look at the result. Verse 18. Then the Syrians fled before Israel. David killed 700 charioteers and 40,000 horsemen of the Syrians and struck Shobak, the commander of their army, who died there. Thousands of people died because somebody practiced dishonor. You can see the result here. If you want to be honored by God, if you want the blessing of God, you need to learn how to honor other people. If you want chaos in your life, if you want curses in your life, you want to be destroyed by the enemy, by demonic power, you dishonor people. You just look at people and say, I don't care. I don't respect you. I don't want to talk about you. I don't want to honor you. I'm going to talk bad about you. Dishonor will bring curses. Will bring destruction to people's life. But honor will bring blessing. The Bible say, God say like this in the Bible, I honor you because you honor me. But if you despise me, I will slightly esteem you. How many people want the honor of God? How many people want the blessing of God? Amen. Look at what the Bible says in Romans chapter 13 verse 7. I'm going to read from NIV version. Give everyone what you owe him. So if you borrow somebody money, please return the money. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then return respect. If honor, then honor. So God said that people who deserve honor, you should give honor. Amen. That is a command in the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 17. Honor all people. Everyone say all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. In fact, if you understand the honor of God, you will honor everybody. You honor even kids in the church. 5 years old kids walk to you, you honor them. You don't push them around. You don't slap on their head. You honor the kids. Husband should honor your wife. Amen. Don't call her old lady. Wife, honor the husband. Amen. Kids, honor your parents and you're going to go well and you're going to live a long life. Pastors and leaders, honor the members. Treat member like a precious thing. Don't abuse the member of the church. We need to honor the members of the church. Members need to honor the leaders of the church. We should honor the president. We should honor the governmental leadership. We should honor everybody. In fact, if you are honorable people, you honor everybody that come to you. Young, old, poor, rich, it doesn't matter. You honor everybody. Amen. So we're going to learn how we honor people. One time, a pastor was walking out into the parking lot. And the pastor was praying to God. And God was talking to him, asking him this question. Son, what do you see around here? And the pastor said, I saw many cars in the parking lot. I saw the house there. I saw the golf course there. I saw the building over there, the office building there. And God said, oh, really? You saw all this thing? But I see people in the car. I see people in the building. I see people in the golf course. I see people in that business building. God see people. And God honors people. People are not objects. People are not just your instrument that you can do anything with them. In fact, when Jesus come back, the Bible says everything gonna burn away. The only thing gonna be left is people, the soul of people. People will live for eternity, either live eternity in hell or in heaven. Therefore, what we need to really take care and honor is people. We need to honor people. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to look at the first way we honor. There are four ways to honor people. We're going to talk about the first one tonight. And we continue on Sunday, the other three. How you refer to people. Everyone say, refer. How you call them. How you talk about them. The Bible say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you say about people, reveal the condition of your heart. How you refer to things, to people. Like, if you call the Bible this heavy object, it means you don't care about the Bible. But if you call this is the Word of God, you honor the Word of God. How you refer to the things of God. Amen. How you refer, for example, maybe a student come back to the school and call their professor. How is that old man? Where is that old man? Refer to the teacher or the professor, the old man. Or a husband can refer to his wife. Where is that witch? Where is that old lady? That means that you don't honor your wife? Amen? I know that we don't do this in our church here. But I just kind of give extreme example. How you call people, how you refer to people, show that how much you honor God. We enjoy freedom that we have as Christians. But even though we have freedom, we should not be disrespectful. Let me repeat one more time. Freedom in Christ does not give us the right to be disrespectful. Amen. Even though you have the freedom of speech in America, but it doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want as a Christian. As a Christian, you have the responsibility to say the right thing in the eyes of God. You think God's people who have already gone up to heaven have freedom? Do they have freedom up there? Can they approach the throne of God freely? Do they have freedom up there? Do they enjoy the presence of God? But let me ask this question. Do they treat God as common up there? When you read the book of Revelation chapter 4, when you went up there, you go up to heaven and you met the 12 elders who sat around the throne of the Father. and you get up there, oh, you're so excited, you just pass this world into heaven. And you go up there and you meet the 12 elders and, oh, 12 elders, I read about you. Now I meet you now. Oh, so good. How you look like, I understand now. The 12 elders. And you say, you know, man, the glory of God is awesome here. It's so good. What the Bible describes is true. And then you think the 12 elders will reply this way. Oh, yeah. You will get used to the glory of God. Not a big deal. You know, the big eye sitting there. You think the 12 elders would do that? No. The Bible says, years after years after years, the elder would sing along with the angel. Holy, holy, holy. And then they bow down and pull out their crowns and put at the foot of the throne of the Father. Years after years, they never get used to the glory of God. They never despise or treat the glory of God or the presence of God as common thing. Or something like, what a big deal. They don't despise the glory of God, the things of God. And years after years, they will continue to bow down. Somebody asked me, Pastor, why in your meeting people fall down? The answer is that because they don't want to stand. Very simple. You don't need PhD to answer this question. Why people fall down in your meeting? Because they don't want to stand. Because in the presence of God, we want to go bow down before Him. It's in the Bible. It's a biblical culture to bow down or to fall down in the presence of God. It's biblical. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we honor God. We want to go the lowest we can to show that, God, you can do anything to me. I humble myself before you. What happened when we take God's thing as something we get accustomed to? We just treat it like a just common thing, not big deal. What happened in Nazareth? Jesus was growing up as a son of a carpenter. He was a carpenter. They all look at him like just as a boy. They did not honor him. They did not honor the anointing of Jesus. What happened when Jesus went back there? Jesus could not perform much miracle there. If you want the miracle of God, you need to honor God. You need to treat the things of God seriously. Even Jesus faced the problem with humanity at that time, that people in his hometown did not honor him. And this is something that we have to be very careful of, the issue of over-familiarity. Over-familiarity. When you get close to somebody long enough, you start to see their weaknesses. You start to know how they sleep. They sit, you know, if you come to my home sometime, I'm just tired, just lay down on my couch. And you see me, oh, wow, he's like a human being. He's not a Superman. And you begin to get familiar with me. And after a while, you start to treat me like just another person in the church. You did not honor the anointing of God in my life. And then you will miss a lot of blessing. The anointing in my life cannot work in you because you despise the anointing in my life. You did not treat me with honor. The same thing, I have to do the same thing to you. Some of you get saved in this church. You got saved 3 years ago and you grow up. And you're still young and you begin to exercise your gift. You start to preach and teach. And I have to be careful not to keep looking down on you that, oh, he's just a baby in my church. No. We cannot let the familiarity to stop honoring one another. Amen. We need to keep our heart right. We need to stir ourselves up all the time. Stir up the heart. We're going to honor one another. We're going to refer to each other in the right way. I call Pastor Caesar. I know that we are not looking for position. I know Pastor Caesar doesn't care. If we call him Caesar, he will not care even one bit. And I don't care either if you call me mom. I don't care. I still love you the same, and I don't care about position at all. But the question is, will it be beneficial to you not to honor the place and the position and anointing of people? When I graduated from University of Washington, everyone who was student there called my professor, called Dr. Richard Wynn, Dr. Wynn. And after all these students graduated, they call him Dick. And it really, really bothered me. The teacher, when he was your teacher, you call him Dr. Wynn, Professor Wynn. But after you graduate, I'm equal to you now. I call you Dick. You know, Dick is a nickname. Hi, Dick. I will never call Dr. Wynn Dick, because I need to honor him that he taught me and trained me. Without him, I would not be here today in America as a neurosurgeon. I am in debt with this man. Amen. We need to be careful of how we refer to people. Even Sarah. What did Sarah call her husband? She called him Lord. Oh, the wife say, Amen. Yeah. I never told you to do that, okay? Look at Acts chapter 10, verse 28. Then he said to them, you know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to one of another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man. Everyone say, I should not call any man. Common or unclean. God tried to tell Peter that don't look down on any nationality. Don't look down on any people. We need to treat everybody, every nationality with honor. Amen. Don't look down on people. We honor everybody around us. When my secretary walked into my office and tried to give me the films to look at or chart, I said, thank you very much, Bobby. I thank them every time. Thank you very much, Bobby, to walk here to my office to give this. They don't need to walk. I can go out too. But they came to my office. When they make a phone call for me, thank you, Sue. I have two secretaries at my office, Sue and Bobby. Thank you very much, Bobby. I honor them. Amen. Not only how you refer to people, the tone of voice is important, how you honor people. Everyone say tone of voice. I can call Pastor Da, honey. Or I can call her, honey, come here, wash the dishes. Is that honor, even though you call honey? No. The tone of voice is important too in honoring or referring to people. In Acts chapter 23, you read the story that Paul was kept in captivity and he had to present his case. And the priest, the high priest, asked people to slap on his face and his mouth. And then Paul called the high priest, you are whitewashed wall. And then everyone say, do you know that you are calling the high priest the whitewashed wall? At that time, Paul did not know that the man who ordered people to slap on his face is the high priest. This is what Paul said in verse 5. Paul said, Acts chapter 23, verse 5, I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest. For it is written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people. Let me repeat one more time, and I'm going to try to finish as soon as I can. We celebrate the freedom of speech, but the Christian responsibility is more important than our national citizenship right to say whatever we want. I admit to you, I am bothered when I look at the TV when people make fun of President Bush or any president, not only President Bush, any president in America. It's not about President Bush. Any president is very annoying because they don't understand the honor of God. He is a president, period. We need to honor him. He has the position of leadership in the country. We are not supposed to speak evil against any leadership. Amen. for the sake of time, I think I should stop here. I have not done about referring. I think I need to hit on this issue a little bit more on Sunday. Referring. We're going to look more in the scripture on Sunday about referring. Everyone say, honor all people. I need to watch my mouth. Everyone say, I need to watch my mouth. From the abundance of my heart, my mouth speak. You see, how you see people, how you think about people, that's how your mouth gonna refer and call that person. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give hand to God. Hallelujah. We will learn next time about referring, continue. We will learn that we not only refer, we will defer, we will also prefer, and we will confer. Refer, defer, confer, and prefer. That's how we honor people. And I will explain in detail in each one. How we refer, how we defer, how we confer, and how we prefer to give honor to people. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word. You record all this story in the Bible to show us the honor of God. Help us, Father, in this church that we will be honorable people. We understand about the honor of God and we honor all men, all people around us, Lord. Father, help us to watch our mouth, to watch our heart, how we look at people, how we treat people, and how we call people, either call them directly or call them behind the scene, Father. How we refer to them and about them, Father. Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord, in our church, that we will learn to follow your footstep of honoring people, Father. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We ask you, Lord, that this word will never leave our heart, but will go deeper and deeper, and we will put into practice, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God wants to get rid of the wrong things and put new things in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank God that we really learn about the anointing and the touch of God. Amen. We need to be hungry for the things of God. Amen. Why don't we bow down and pray? Everyone pray. When you come to God tonight, ask Him specifically what you need. Some of you may need wisdom. Some of you may need direction. Some of you may need healing. Some of you may need deliverance. Some of you may need strength. Ask the Lord. Make a decision to seek, to get hungry, to ask the Lord for help. God is not a respecter of people. If you ask Him, He will help you. I love you so much. I love you so much. And I want to give the best thing to your life. I love you so much. And I want to change you. I love you so much. And I want to touch you. I love you so much, my dear children. And I want to move you from this level to the next level. I love you so much, and I want to come and fellowship with you. I want to fill you up. I want to transform you. And I have all the power to do that if you come to me with hunger. Surrender to me, says the Lord. Come to me and drink. I have the living water to give to you. Come and drink, says the Lord. Come. Thirsty. Hungry for the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the glory is here. Yes, God's glory is here. I can sense His mighty presence in this very atmosphere. So whatever you may need, you just reach out and receive and say it's mine. I take it now. Father, heal the sick. Set the captive free. Break the chain. Remove the shackles. Take off the yoke from their shoulder, from their neck. Take the burdens out of their life, Father. By your anointing, Father,
I can sense His mighty presence. In this
give them strength, Father. Strength.
So whatever.
Yes, Lord.
You may
fire, God, right now in Jesus' mighty name.
You just
fire.
Reach out.
Feel right now.
Feel
right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Fire.
And say it's mine.
Yes, Lord. Fire.
I'll take it now.
Feel right now. Fire. Yes, Lord. Feel. Fire.
Oh, the glory.
Fire.
Is here.
Fire.
Yes, God's
feel.
Glory.
Feel right now. Feel.
Is here.
Fire. Right now.
And I can sense.
Fire. Feel.
His mighty presence.
Fire. Fire.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.